ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in PNG, where the people will be coming together today to celebrate the 46th anniversary of gaining their independence from Australia. But health authorities are concerned the gatherings could contribute to a spike in COVID-19 cases, which have been rising in recent weeks. Here's our PNG correspondent, Natalie Whiting.
Papua New Guinea today marks 46 years of its independence. And across the country, people are gathering to celebrate. But that has health authorities worried. After a serious surge in COVID-19 cases from March to May, the numbers subsided. But in recent weeks, they've begun rising again. So far, the biggest surges have been areas along the land border with Indonesia, where the Delta variant has spread across into PNG. In the Western Province, which shares a land border with Indonesia and a sea border with Australia, local hospitals have been coming under pressure from the spike in cases. In Daru, an island in the Torres Strait, the 18-bed COVID-19 isolation ward at the local hospital is now full, and one of the doctors there is being medevaced here to Port Moresby for treatment. Testing rates across the country remain very low, so it's hard to know exactly how widespread the outbreak is. But the Pandemic Control Centre says they are seeing worrying increases in respiratory illnesses in several parts of the country. There are concerns Independence Day events today could drive the spread, and health authorities are urging anyone planning to head out to wear a mask and try to socially distance.
If the country is not careful, we might have a severe surge and a massive outbreak that can easily get out of control, and we're going to have a lot of people dying.
The vaccination rate in PNG remains stubbornly low. Only about 2% of the population have had a dose of a vaccine. And it's not availability of vaccines that's the issue, it's convincing people to take them.